Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
All right, hey, this is Act 2 of the podcast. We're getting right back into it. If you missed Act 1, go back and listen to that thing. Otherwise, this isn't going to make any sense. Okay, see ya. Hello, friends. Welcome back. Second half of the show on Monday. We just did the rip-roaring staff meeting over at Q100. All is well. And away we go. By the way, this is the time of year when radio stations blow up their staffs. Typically, they'll wait to, it's either this Friday, probably not this Friday, though, because, well, maybe. I mean, you've got, Friday is January 2. They'll either wait, they'll either do it on January 2 or January 9, probably more so January 9. I have a fireversary coming up January 4, so that would be Sunday. From the BBL show. That was January 4, 2019. And that led to this podcast. All right. There you go. So I'm always keeping my eye onto the drama going on in the radio industry. I was going over, since I left you all, I've been sending off emails to myself of stories that I find interesting. So I usually don't think about them until like now. And this has been a week because Tuesday, Pooh Bear was ill. And so for a week, I've been sending stuff off and I was kind of out of sorts, and December 23rd was the day after Pooh Bear surgery, and I was kind of disconnected from email. I bring this up because just now I was going over the emails that I sent to myself. So I go back to December 22 and start knocking. Okay, I got to talk about this. Basically, the time that I've been away, a lot of the stories that I have to talk about are about things that are already old news, like the homeless guy from Ned's Declassified. I definitely want to talk about that at some point, even though, you know, it's come and gone from the news cycle. Well, as I was looking at my emails, and I'll share this with you so you can see that if you were to look December 23rd, there's the Ned's Declassified story right here that's highlighted. And then as I looked up, I see Rich wrote one. And I just opened it now. It says, Kelly Cheese weighs in on the fake-ins. And I hadn't, it was unopened, so I hadn't seen it. So I clicked on it. Not sure if you've seen this or not, but your girl Kelly Cheese weighed in on the holiday fake-ins. The twat even dropped a sponsor in her comment. So I don't know what the fuck this is all about. Now, I don't even know why he's calling her a twat. I don't think she's a twat at all. I don't know what this was, but then I clicked a little further and I see it's screenshots. And with my face, I'm like, huh. So what I did determine that she made a comment on this post right here. But I didn't see the comment. In fact, I just saw it for the first time about 10 minutes ago. And I'm definitely going to get into it. I'm very excited that she did talk about it. This is the moment that she commented on. The way Greg would always do it when I was discussing my thoughts on the holiday break-in or fake-in is when it was Greg's turn to do the break-in, Greg would take his phone and step outside of the studio and call in Okay. Again, all theater and all the sniffles. We can't go talk about the holiday break-ins or the fake-ins without talking about the fake sniffles. Now, maybe now they're not fake, but when I watched him with my own eyes, he would sit there, and then at a key moment, he'd go and sniff. David says, did Greg write the stories? We all had to write stories. So let's say so-and-so's holiday break-in is, this ends up cutting off, but so what you have to do is you have to change the details of the story, which I always hated that concept. I thought we were done talking about this, frankly, but I just saw this 10 minutes ago, so I'm going to get into it now because it's awesome. But so, you know, for some reason they were, the idea was don't reveal any of the details of the person because we don't want anybody feeling bad. I was like, ah, fuck it. Who gives a shit? Just say it, you know? So the names are changed. The scenario's changed. It's all, it's theater. I get it, but it is theater. Still a great thing. I've never said it wasn't a great thing. I call it the holiday fake-ins because there's a lot of theater involved. Some people were saying, EZ, are you saying that these don't happen? I'm like, no, I'm not saying that at all. Of course they happen. And, you know, in a lot of ways, it's great. You get someone who, as far as you know, is down on their luck. Okay? And then they end up getting $80,000 worth of cutlery sets and cutting boards and charcuterie boards and things like that. You get a family that has a 300-square-foot house, and they get 19,000 square feet of furniture stuffed into their house. You know, that's the break-ins, okay? And then the idea of these people are leaving the studio. Okay, so from what my eyes had experienced, what I had witnessed was, like, if I had to do a break-in, I would just wander out of the hall and say, yeah, out in the hall. Yeah, hey, yeah, I'm out here. I'm watching my team break in. It's great. And then I walk back in the studio, and then that's the end of it. And I'd witness that myself. That's all I've said. I didn't take anything away from the fucking people who are struggling or whatever the fuck. By the way, there was one break-in that happened that, because I did listen to that. There weren't nearly as many sniffles this time around, but they were there. There was a lady who was so fucked up that they had to de-louse the house before they could get the shit into the house. So the recipient was like loaded with lice or some shit. And they had to literally bring in a pest control place. That was the first gift they got, was pest control. So then they would come in and fumigate the house. And there's rats and mice and bed bugs and lice and fucking scorpions all over the place. And they had to, this is true, they had to de-louse the house. And I'm guessing they had to spray the kids and the mother off with a fire hose like fucking John Rambo before anybody had any contact with them. It's fucking unbelievable. That's incredible. I'm going to tell you this right now. If I work there and I've got, you know, a letter of a lady who is so fucked up that you got to de-louse the house, I am not picking that. Fuck you. Fuck you. I'm not doing that. No way. I'm not going into a house that's full of fucking mites. What a crock of shit that would be. No. So anyway, now again, I didn't see this, and Rich just showed it to me. Kelly wrote, hey there. My Most people with brains know that timing doesn't always allow for the break-ins to happen with the exact time slot we've been given on air. So that's her saying, yeah, we just step outside in the hall. So she's admitting that with that. We have to be mindful of the stations in Maine. She lists all these weirdo places where the show is heard. So sometimes you'll hear a break-in from someone who's in the car on the way to the break-in or after the break-ins. What she's not including in that is in the hall. Whatever. No big deal. Break-in's still happening. I don't know why she feels the need to explain this. Now, this is on my post that she's writing this. Again, I didn't see it, but, and I go back to this all the time. If you are a member of that show, why do you feel the need to comment on my shit? Nobody in your audience cares about me. You don't need to. You're preaching to the choir. Why do you subject yourself to this? And why do you help me? Because if you're giving me an opportunity to talk about you, it's interesting. Whether you like it or not, it's interesting. So thank you in advance. Anyway. I digress. She writes, from the people who nominate the person in need, the time it takes to read all of the nominations, God, I hated doing that, fuck, to picking our family, to planning with our accomplices, the hours we spent shopping, the Amazon wish list some of you bought from, the local businesses who donated life-changing money. By the way, before I say another word about that or let me read her words. So the way this works is companies spend thousands of dollars. You know how advertising works, okay? So when you hear about companies that are donating, quote unquote, donating, you understand how advertising works just by mentioning a business. There's a dollar value that comes with that mention. All right? So just keep that in the back of your brain. I was always hell-bent when I ran the break-ins. I was hell-bent on anyone even being announced in any way, shape, or form. All right? And I remember the day specifically when the Nashville station, whoever it was, hey, yeah, we're doing our break-in. This is the so-and-so bar and grill holiday break-in. And I was like, oh. At that point, the genie's out of the bottle. Then you've got a problem. All right. She goes on to say the local businesses who donated. Yeah, I hate that word for this, if you say so, but I don't think that's true. Life-changing money and experiences that will go beyond the holidays, the wrapping, and then the actual break-in day. It's all hard work. We know / hope will lead to life-changing moments for people. Planning and coordination, how to get into their home. Having no idea what to expect when we get there. That's what she means about the delousing. You go into a house and it's crawling with mites, fleas, lice, rats, raccoons, snakes, and scorpions. That's what she's referring to. The sadness that comes with seeing how little people have. The joy from filling the room with gifts like charcuterie boards. Let me zoom in on this a little bit. New furniture. Thanks, Talsma. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. And leaving it behind without any hints that it's from us. That's real emotion and real work. She goes on to say, this is one of the most rewarding days of my life. All right? Every year. And I know most of you enjoy hearing the break-ins as much as we enjoy doing them. Don't let people like this, because this is on my post, who stand in a light that shines, I'm a loser, so loudly, take away from this day. She writes, though he is blocked on every form of social media that I have, I'm sure this will get back to him. Yes, it did, but just barely, because like I said, I just discovered it moments ago, but you're right. It did get back to me. You are correct. I'm sure this will get back to him and he'll make a whole show of it. Yeah, pretty much. Because nothing screams, I'm an obsessive loser, more than a 50-plus-year-old man making a woman. Okay, there's the gender thing. She's all about gender, you know. This is something that men do when they're mean to women. We all know that. Okay, all right. I'm not going to get in the way of how you feel. I'm not going to dispute you. That's totally cool. I get it. More than a 50-plus-year-old man making a woman he's never met, his content for weeks, all so he can get a couple likes and maybe some comments that make him feel like my height for a day. Okay, she is a tall lady. Juanita says, I fucking love you, unapologetically you, and a role model for women. Enjoy your vacation. I don't know about that. I mean, a role model for women. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe she is. I'm not even going to give any insults to Kelly here. I am thankful for what she's done. It's outstanding. I don't know if I'll necessarily get a whole show out of it, but I have gotten some material about it on here, and I'm grateful for you. I will never, ever... When I am faced with a gift like this that falls into my lap like this, will I ever poo-poo it and say, this is something that, this is definitely something that I want to embrace that. Of course, why wouldn't I? My God. Tyler says, quote, leaving it behind without any hints from us, then continues to talk about it extensively on the radio. Chris says, life-changing money. Here's $1,000 and a used shitbox 93 Lumina van from the back lot from Sarah Honda. Hurricane Ashley is here. She says, is she a veteran? I don't think so, no. Hurricane Ashley also says, a role model for women, crazy talk. Hurricane Ashley says, delouse the house for the charcuterie boards. J-Dog Sparky says, give them pest control for the break-in, LOL. Birch Barlow says, easy, rent-free every day. Thank you to Rich for sending that along. And thank you to her for talking about your old pal, Easy. I think she can do better, though. I've made this very clear. She and anyone on that show is outgunned. Okay? Anytime I have ever had to take them down and smack them on the nose, which, by the way, I'm at 6-1. It's in my favor every time. They don't have a recourse for the things that I talk about because the things that I address are based on actual facts of things that have happened and talking about them. Kelly is in probably the most glass of houses. And, you know, in the past, by exposing her for the things that have gone on, for the things that I've talked about based on just her life choices, and the things that have befallen her because of her choices has led to some spectacular moments on this show. Things that I am also very happy about. But I honestly, all I need to do when it comes to members on that show is wait. Okay. Now there's nothing new or dramatic that's happened anytime recently. And when it does happen, I sure I'm going to talk about it. Why wouldn't I talk about it? So I'm excited for the future. 2026, will probably be great for things to talk about. And I'm here for it. Both of the girls on the show have new boyfriends. As I've talked about, Kelly is dating the former pro wrestler El Gigante. And the guy is, he lives in Spain. And so I'm anxious to see how that goes with the various moles that I have that are affiliated with her, to hear the firsthand accounts of how that is going. And that's not going to last. Let's be honest here. If you're in Michigan and your boyfriend El Gigante is in Spain, how the fuck do you expect that to work? Okay. So I'm anxious to hear how that unfolds. The multi-talented Maitland is also dating a dude, but as we all know, love goes to die on that show. I didn't even want to believe that she had gotten a divorce. It was audience members, I believe it was Becca Shea, who was the one who planted the seed that there was trouble in paradise, and I denied it. And it was me talking to her on this show saying, I don't think so. I don't think so. That got the ball rolling. And then when it finally became clear, I was tipped off through, I have a lot of friends who are lawyers who said, hey, have you seen this? And it was the filing that her ex, Ross, made for divorce. And I was like, holy shit, this is true. Oh, my God. Well, there you go. Then the cat's out of the bag. Oh, God. So I didn't do anything. I don't understand how I get involved in this shit. Bread Bull Brain Chris says, love goes to die on that show. Call 800-947-3979 for relationship advice. But Kelly, from one broadcaster to another, thank you for discussing your old pal EZ. It helps. It really does. I appreciate you. And I also think that you're very good at what you do. I think despite your disabilities, you've been able to become quite good in your career choice. And I think you're probably the most interesting person on that show. So you got that going for it. You, I think. Don't take that the wrong way either. Ashley says, Kelly is as good at dating as me, pro level. All right. Thank you to Rich for sending that along. We have a, who are these? I'm sorry, a Big Fraud Tuesday to get to. Coming up tomorrow on Patreon, sign up at patreon.com/Eric Zane. We'll do Who Are These Free Beers at 6 p.m., followed by the Ben and Eric Patreon podcast at 7. All right. One of the things that I want to cover that I wasn't here to discuss with you was the unveiling of the letter that Jeffrey Epstein sent to Larry Nassar. Holy shit. These stories don't, like, make enough news. I thought that more people should have been talking about the Jeffrey Epstein letter. In 2019, Jeffrey Epstein, this was uncovered in all those files that came out, just a few days before he killed himself, Jeffrey Epstein sent a letter to Larry Nassar, the guy who was the doctor of the Michigan State athletics program, who was examining all the girl gymnasts and molesting them during his examination. So he might be, she's like, like, Doc, I got a pulled muscle in my arm. And the next thing, you know, the doc is holding the chick up like a bowling ball. So then hundreds of women said, yeah, this guy's been molesting us. And there was even dudes who got molested by Larry Nassar, and he's in prison for life now. But Epstein, at about the same time, he's like, he reaches out to Larry Nassar. Here's a copy of that letter. Oh, Bert says the letter was confirmed to be fake. Oh, okay. Well, then I'll bail on this. It seemed crazy. Epstein letter fake. Department of Justice denies authenticity of the alleged Jeffrey Epstein letter to Larry Nassar. Yeah, it's a fake. Thank God. Honestly, that's probably why I didn't hear anything. Like I said, my exposure to the news hasn't been... I've been a little bit off the beaten path for the last several days. Thank God, though, because it reads, Dear Larry Nassar, as you know by now, I have taken the short route home. Good luck. We share one thing, our love and caring for young ladies and the hope they'll reach their full potential. God. Our president also shares our love of young nubile girls. All right, that's just gross. Boy, God damn it, man. If that was real. Okay. And it's said to be fake, but who knows? I'm sure there are people, all you got to do is say it, and then a percentage of the population is going to believe it. Now, do I think that if that actually was a real letter, would that have changed anything? Would people have jumped ship off of the Trump train because of it? No! Rebecca says, let's talk about Epstein's connection to Interlochen instead. You know, I think we actually did talk about that right before the break. That the very first victim of Epstein's shenanigans came from, he attended the Interlochen Fine Arts Camp. It's just southwest of Traverse City. And he went ahead and he was a key donor to the camp. And, one of the first chicks that was taken in part of his ridiculous trafficking ring was a student there. And Epstein donated a ton of money to Interlochen. There was like the Jeffrey Epstein Music Hall. They had to like take all that shit off of there. Fucked up. Interlochen says, we have no evidence of anybody ever having anything bad happen to them as a result of being at the camp. Red Bull Brain Chris says that Epstein was in jail. It never would have been sent. They screen everything. Okay, but I think what it is I secretly wanted that letter from Epstein to Nassar to actually have happened. I wanted that to be true. Because, as you know, I'm rooting for stories. All right? So if there's a horrific story surrounding that letter, I root for it. I want good stories. I want it so that we can talk about the fact that these two pedophiles were commiserating and that he rats out Trump 3 days before he offs himself. I want to live in that world. I want to be able to talk about that story. Another thing that happened while I was away from you for the for 7 days. The guy who made the video game Call of Duty. He co-created Call of Duty, Vince Zampella. And he built empires with Titanfall and Apex.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Graham laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. Thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Graham keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit lgusa.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Graham laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.
I've not heard of Titanfall. I've heard of Apex. Vince Zampella co-created Call of Duty, and he made those other two games. He died on camera. Ridiculous. In this clip, it says, dude was living the dream in a 2026 296 GTS, and it all ended in flames. Insane SF90 crash at Angeles Crest. This is tough to watch. I don't know why the people were there shooting video. Is that something that there's always something dramatic when cars come flying out of this tunnel? So Call of Duty guy is driving this fucking thing and watch what happens to him. Hang on. It's going to ear rape you and I don't want that. You can already hear it squealing.
Puta madre, oh shit. Fuck me. Fuck. Oh shit. Fuck me. Fuck me. Oh shit. No. Cuidado con el tanque.
Okay, they're saying fuck Joe Martinez, go Lions, and fuck ice. Okay, now they're gonna grab this guy here and drag him away. He's
he's
still in the seat. And then they weren't able to get the guy out of the flaming wreckage, but I believe they both died. My God. Tyler says, aye, 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 aye. Kristen Buffalo says, driver ran out of talent. By the way, Joe Martinez is on the mend from his prostate removal. They removed his prostate. And some of the other hardware. And he's recovering right now, and he's pissed off because he can't comment.
What do you want, bitch face?
Joe Martinez.
What do you want, bitch face?
Oh, hey, I was just saying hi, you know. How's recovery going?
It's going pretty good.
You're on the podcast.
I kind of figured that's the only time you call me.
Yeah.
Or when you are in on a vortex and then you need some help.
Right. I know I'm doing okay.
Me too. I just laid down right now. I was sitting down doing.
How's your butthole? How's your butthole?
Man, it hurts when I sit on my ass.
Aw, I'm sorry.
I gotta get up. The only problem I got is I can't drive anywhere, and I really can't go up and down steps.
Yeah.
Other than that, I'm doing pretty good. First couple of days were a little rough because I had a cough.
Yeah.
Oh man, you talk about fucking pain, and then they didn't give me nothing, and so I was just taking Tylenol.
Okay, all right. So they I expect a great report, and things getting better from this point on. Now, yeah. I know you wanted to comment about the Lions, but I had to shut down the chat to subscribers only.
Oh, whatever. Pussy face, you knew you were going to get reamed with the Lions, how great they were and all that. I told you.
No, it's tough to argue. They were awful. That Vikings game was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, see? So I told you. My prediction was wrong. I had said 10-7, but after that Vikings loss, I don't even think they're going to beat the Bears in Chicago.
No, they're going to end the season losing 5 straight.
But, hey, Michigan got a good coach. And we're back again.
Okay. Well, I don't know. I don't know. He's coaching Utah, whoever, whatever. I mean, I don't remember any Utah national championships.
Oh, he's got 177 wins and 88 losses in 20 years there. That's a winning record, buddy.
All right. Well, we'll see. We'll see. At the end of the day, though, I'm glad you're okay.
Yeah, I just can't wait to get the damn catheter out of me, though. Pain in my ass.
Have you had one in your ding-dong before?
No, well, when they did that biopsy the last time, just for that, for the biopsy, and then they took it out that same day. But this is the first time I've ever had one like this for,
Yeah, it'll be fine. It's no big deal. I'm telling you, when they removed my catheter, it actually felt good. I think I discovered a new kink.
Oh, fuck that. Man, that hurt. That hurt when they took mine out because I was like, I told that lady, I says, hey, that nurse, I said, I got to go to the bathroom. And she's like, no, you don't. I'm like, yes, I do.
Yeah.
I said, I got the urge to, pee. And she says, no. And she picked up the bag and I said, oh, fuck.
How long till it's, when is it out?
Next week, Monday.
All right.
So I got a week from today. So I got to wait, go through New Year's and everything. So it makes it a little hard because, like I said, I can't drive or do anything like that.
Yeah.
So, yesterday I went walking around at Willie Mall. I got really tired, so I came home. And I don't know, I think I fell asleep about 8 o'clock and didn't get up till 7:30 this morning.
Yeah, surgery's no joke. It'll zap your energy. But the docs probably encourage the walking.
Yep. They got me up the next day. I had the surgery on Monday. And then, Monday night. Or was it Tuesday? I don't remember. I was so
it was Monday. Monday the 22nd.
Yeah, but I'm saying that I don't remember if it was Monday night. Yeah, it was Monday night when I got up and started walking around, when they had me walking around.
Yeah.
They get you up and going right away, because they got tired of me telling them, man, them damn aspirins are costing me $100 each one.
Oh,
I said, girl, you giving me another Tylenol? That's 500 milligrams. That's $125 for just one of them. That's $250 you're giving me.
Oh, you got insurance, though, Pendejo.
Oh, I know that, but,
And don't worry about it. Just fucking go with it, you cock.
Dude, and then they had this little tube. They had this like a little hand grenade. It's like a clear plastic thing on the side, on my right side. And it went all the way across my belly, inside me, not on the outside. But it was on the inside. And then it was like right next to where they sewed that tube back together.
Yeah.
And they did that so that any kind of leakage or anything like that will just drain it out because they try to keep it dry as much as possible.
Bah.
And so then Tuesday morning or Tuesday afternoon, the doctor came and he says, I'm going to pull this thing out. I'm like, all right. And I see, he goes, take a deep breath. I said, I took a deep breath. I could feel that thing going all across my body. And it pulled it out. I was like, oh, fuck.
It's like he's starting a lawnmower.
I know. It was crazy. It was like, damn. But they ended up taking that out. And so he didn't want to prescribe any narcotics for me. So I just took Tylenol all last week.
Oh, my God.
Slowly kind of weaned myself off of the Tylenol. I only took 4 yesterday, and so
I can't believe you did that all without any narcotics. That's fucking great.
And you gotta be a freaking man. You can't be a little wuss with that shit.
I'm a wuss.
I got like 12 staples from the bottom of my belly button all the way to the top of where my pelvic bone is at. So it's almost like doing a cesarean section.
Jesus.
And so that's how big the cut was. And so, other than that, everything's going pretty good, though. Just got to wait for the pathologist report now and then see what kind of hormonal, therapy I got to do, because with them taking all that out.
Yeah.
I won't produce any hormones.
Because they took your balls and dick, too, as I understand it.
They took everything out, man. It just ripped me out. I feel violated,
Yeah.
I told that nurse, this is what you guys do to me. My butthole hurts,
Yeah. I would have loved it.
Oh, but they gave me all kinds of food, though. They gave me everything I wanted to eat. So that was, all right. But, other than that, everything's going good. So from what he said, he got everything else. So he took everything else. So there's no cancer in there. So it's all gone right now. So,
right. Well, keep me posted, and I'll reach out every so often.
All right, man. Go Lions. They suck shit.
Fuck. All right. Fuck me.
Go Blue. We are Michigan. We bust the only balls in the state of Michigan.
Fuck you.
All right, man.
Fuck off. Bye.
Bye.
Fucking stupid Mexican. Yeah, they took everything out. I didn't make him explain it, but let's see. Deleted it. Anyway. Phew. All right, where are we now? There was a bowl game yesterday, and it was, I think, the Snoop Dogg Bowl. I'm not kidding you. Snoop has a bowl game. And they kicked off, and he was doing an interview, like, near the end zone. And the ball was coming right to him, and he tried to catch the, he tried to field the punt, or not the punt, but the kickoff. Check it.
Puzzle. So I'm just honored to be a part of this game, so I can give back, the ultimate give back. Oh, this is me. Watch out, this is me. This is me.
No. And it came out of his shoe. It's going down here in the doghouse. West Brown and Snoop Dogg.
My bad.
You came out of your shoe right there.
Come on, man. I'm just doing it all today, baby.
All right.
I was in the middle of the interview, but the ball, it had to get caught.
All right, so every dollar from this game going to charity.
Yeah, man, everything is going to charity, man. We about giving it away. We don't want to hold on to it. We want to give it away to the people. Puzzle.
Okay.
So I'm just.
I love this guy. He's a treasure. That is so cool. I love him so much. There was a halftime show. What was it? I think it was the Lions game at Minnesota. They had it was a big Snoop event, and God, it was outstanding. That was a great halftime show. The one with Snoop for the Lions game. That was the only thing about that game that I liked. I like the Vikings all white unis, and I like the Lions unis, of course. And then I love the halftime show. It was great. Snoop's awesome. Snoop's one of, I think he's murdered like half a dozen people. But nobody cares. Murder Lover Linda says, was his pal Martha Stewart there? I don't think so. I didn't see her. Donut Dan says, LOL, that is awesome. They should have a Snoop Dogg, Kid Rock, Weed Bowl next year. Speaking of that, I don't think he's associated with it. But there is a, what is the name of the organization that Charlie Kirk was in? Was it Turning Point USA? They are doing their own alternative programming halftime show. Turning Point halftime. So for the Super Bowl. Let's see. Who is at this thing? I don't even know. I saw there was something posted about various country stars performing at the Turning Point USA counter program. So the Super Bowl has Bad Bunny, and that's become a problem to all of the people that voted for Trump. People who love Trump hate Bad Bunny. And I don't know why, and it might be because, like, he's not a white guy. And I think he's Latino. I'm not sure. I couldn't really tell you. But MAGA thinks that they should hate Bad Bunny. I think he's because, you know, they think that he should be deported because he's not a white guy. Anyone who is MAGA feels that way. They feel that if you are not white, you should be kicked out of the country. Nick says nothing to do with Trump. It's because he's a no talent ass clown. Well, I've never heard him, and I would be surprised if you actually have heard his music. I would say that any of the shows that we've seen recently haven't been very good because it's not really my style of music. But some people love that shit. But the Turning Point show, this is fucking brilliant. I love this. I would do the same damn thing. Bad Bunny is from Puerto Rico. Okay, well, I think that's a U.S. territory. Anyway, regardless. They're still doing white guy programming. So I don't know who's going to be involved with it, but you know that you got to have like Lee Greenwood, Kid Rock, Ted Nugent. If Toby Keith, you got to do a Toby Keith in memorial. You got to do all that shit. And that is a fantastic idea. Because you think about if you want to draw people to Turning Point USA, who may not have been exposed to it or may not donated to it, that's a great way to get more butts in the seats, is to have alternative programming to the Super Bowl. You can say what you want about it. You can say you hate it. But at the end of the day, that's very smart, in my opinion. I would probably be more inclined to watch that. I'd watch them both just because of the job. I'd have to pay attention to both of them. Yoda Whirl is here. He says, apparently he's very political and told everyone to learn Spanish because he doesn't respect speaking in English. That's what I'm finding on the controversy. Well, that'll do it. I mean, if you think about it, in today's day and age, if you drop something like that, Chris in Buffalo says, I'm Whitney Houston's corpse for the anthem. I'm thinking you mean you like that. I had a chance to listen to that again the other day, Whitney Houston doing the anthem. It really was spectacular. Super Bowl. Has that been announced? Super Bowl anthem? Charlie Puth, joined by Brandi Carlile for America the Beautiful and Coco Jones for Lift Every Voice and Sing in the pregame show, with Bad Bunny headlining the halftime show at Levi's Stadium on February 8th, 2026. Lift Every Voice and Sing, that is known as the Black National Anthem. I love it all. I like it. I especially like it when it's horrible. Anything that can get me more mileage out of talking about it. I'd never heard of a dude from Ned's Declassified. Is that Tyler Chase? Is that the name of the guy? Yeah, Tyler Chase is a guy that was on Ned's Declassified. I think he did some other shows that were popular. And this story broke last week. This dude now is a homeless drug addict, and he's all fucked up.
Hey, bro, you brought us so much happiness on TV. I'm going to bring you a little happiness today, all right? God bless you, my friend. Okay.
So this guy is just fucked. Look at him.
You brought us so much happiness on TV. I'm going to bring you a little happiness today, all right? God bless you, my friend. You brought us a lot.
Now, his mom, he's only like 35 years old. But Tyler Chase's mother, and Tyler Chase looks like he's 65 right now. He's so strung out and fucked up. Says he doesn't need money. He needs medical attention. Because there was a GoFundMe started, and she shut it down. And this, whoever the fuck this asshole is, it's like giving a guy a loaded gun.
A little happiness today, all right?
God bless you, my friend.
You brought us a lot of happiness on Nickelodeon, so.
Thank you very much.
No problem, man. It's the least we could do for you.
As it was called Ned's Declassified, his school survival guide that he created with his best allies, his best friends.
Cool, bro. Hey, you have a good one, okay? Hey, bro. Okay.
So now everybody came out of the woodwork for a few days to help this guy. But one of the things that happened, like this guy here, this guy, Sean Weiss, I guess he, cause the kid was in the Mighty Ducks as well. Sean Weiss was in the Mighty Ducks. He previously battled addiction. This is what Sean Weiss had to say about Tyler.
I've received many messages about Taylor Chase. I reached out to some friends of mine, and we have a bed for him at a detox, and we have a place for him to go and get long-term treatment, thanks to my buddy Mike Jordan at 1111 Recovery. All we need to do now is find him.
That's not all you need to do. And he learned this. You can't just lead a horse to water and expect them to drink. This guy thinks that, and he should know better. If he was fucked up and he's now sober, he should know better than to just say, oh, all we need to do is get him a bed and we're going to save his life. What if he doesn't want to, asshole?
I'm not in Los Angeles, or I would go look for him myself. We hear he's on La Sierra at Riverside. I don't really know where that is. But if anybody can go get a face-to-face with Taylor, please DM me so we can get him some help in time for the holiday. Thank you.
Those are heartbreaking. A homeless man begging strangers for money when one young woman recognizes him as someone she used to watch on TV as a kid. Turns out he's a former child star who starred on Nickelodeon. Victoria Ricagno has the details.
How are you doing?
It's heartbreaking video of a homeless man who was once a child TV star. You might remember Tyler Chase on the Nickelodeon comedy Ned's Declassified School Survival Guide. It ran on the network for 3 seasons from 2004 to 2007.
Could you repeat that last part, Ned? I ran out of tape.
Tyler played a super smart geek for 33 episodes.
Wow, I'm tired. I was a late student for today's history test.
But this is Tyler Chase today, disheveled, holding his pants up with one hand.
What show is it again?
Ned's Declassified School Survival.
Oh, yeah, you're that kid on it, huh? Yeah.
Heartbroken fans are trying to help Tyler, who's now 36 years old. A GoFundMe page was set up for him, but his mother says he can't handle money and needs medical attention more than cash.
Look how beautiful that is, Lee.
What?
The sky.
A fan recognized Tyler, gave the former child actor a change of clothes and a makeover right on the side of the road. News of Tyler's plight comes with fresh focus on mental health in the wake of the murders of Rob Reiner and his wife, Michelle. Their son, Nick, accused of stabbing them to death, was reportedly diagnosed with schizophrenia in the weeks before the murders and reportedly was not responding well to medication.
It's Saturday Night Live!
Okay. My advice, if you encounter someone like that, run away. Get as far away as humanly possible. Chris says, how are you doing? How the fuck does he look like he's doing? He's doing terrible. Ashley says, oh my God, Nickelodeon really did a number on a lot of kids. What a mess. Oh my God. Yeah, so they ended up getting him into a hotel room. Like, hey, we got you a place to stay. And, all right, you're going to relax. We're going to get you some help. We're going to get you the best of care. And they showed back up into the room an hour later. And I'm not kidding you. He had trashed the room. The microwave was in the bathtub. Everything was fucked up in that room. So after he trashed the room, whoever got him the room, had to go ahead and obviously pay whoever owned the hotel room or the hotel. But it's all screwed up. Tyler Chase destroyed hotel room he was staying in due to mental health issues, his colleague reveals. Shortly after Chase got checked into the hotel, he received a call from the front desk said that the room had been left, the door was left open, the microwaves in the bathtub, refrigerator had been turned upside down. The footage and this report created a strange and disturbing situation for all parties involved. So then they threw his ass out. That's what you do, you know? You can't help these people. All right? This is, they're too far gone. Fuck it. Don't do it. Don't waste your time. Don't waste your energy and your own serenity. Donut Dan says, I'm guessing he has been involuntarily committed in the past, but unless he wants to change, it's a process you can't turn around. Exactly. 100%. Tyler says don't enable him. The opposite. They should punch him in the face. Anyway, god awful. Let's do the asshole of the day today. You know what I haven't done? I haven't hit on my sponsors. Before I get to that, I need to do this. I completely have dropped the ball. Skydive Grand Haven, $249. Purchase a tandem skydive at Skydive Grand Haven. Go to skydivegrandhaven.com. Click on shop gift certificates and get it there. For $249 at Skydive Grand Haven. Merchant Automotive, merchant-automotive.com. If you're a DIY expert, you can get your parts and kits there. If you've got a problem with your Duramax engine or your Allison transmission on your vehicle, take it to Merchant Automotive in Zeeland, Michigan. Irvine's, we talked plenty about them. Don't take your diesel to them. You can take your car, your EV, or your hybrid to them. ervines.com. That's ervines.com. King's Room Barbershop is where I get my haircut. Thank you to them. King's Room Barbershop. Online at kingsroom.net. Three locations in West Michigan. Thank you to Kuiper Tree Care in West Michigan. That's who you call when you have a tree down or you need a stump ground up or trees trimmed or storm damage taken care of or get a giant limb off your house. Kuiper Tree Care. Online at KuiperTreeCare.com. And finally, Frank Fuss at My Policy Shop Insurance. My God, we are days away from changes in the law on healthcare.gov. Call Frank if you need some cleaning up. You might need to redo your policy. That's what I did. The policy that I have in place right now is not the policy that I'll have on January 1. Change your policy or else you're going to end up paying a hell of a lot more for it. Frank can help you. Until the law is changed back, you're going to need to do this or you're going to be paying an arm and a leg for your health care. Go to appointmentwithfrank.com. Let's see. So the lady at the Great Food Giveaway, it's between the lady who was calling the volunteers the N-word and the lady who was pissed off because she didn't get cat food. Let's make them both the assholes of the day. Some of you might suggest Kelly Cheese, but I'm not doing that. I appreciate her. Thank you, Kelly. The asshole of the day are the Great Food Giveaway bitches. Fucking A. No good deed goes unpunished. Can you believe having that type of nerve? My God. Fucking assholes. All right, that's it, folks. Molly says, wait, elaborate more on the law taking effect. Okay, so let's say you have your insurance through healthcare.gov. Starting on January 1, you're not going to get the same tax subsidy from the government because it hasn't been approved in the budget. What has that whole government shutdown thing? They have not come to an agreement on that. They may in the weeks that follow, but expect on January 1, if your insurance policy is not changing from 2025 to 2026, you will more than likely pay a lot more for your health insurance on January 1. Okay, call Frank Fuss. You can reach out at appointmentwithfrank.com and he can help you navigate that. There you go. Thanks for joining me on the show, folks. As always, you're the best. I'll talk to you on the Patreon.
Did you know Microsoft has officially ended support for Windows 10? Upgrade to Windows 11 with an LG Gram laptop. Voted PC Mag's Reader's Choice Top Laptop Brand for 2025. thin and ultra lightweight, the LG Gram keeps you productive anywhere. And Windows 11 gives you access to free security updates and ongoing feature upgrades. Visit LGUSA.com/iHeart for great seasonal savings on LG Gram laptops with Windows 11. PC Mag Reader's Choice used with permission. All rights reserved.